Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
New Radio Net. That sounds like something that should be thrown over most radio people, a radio net. Just take them to the asylum. I'm going to throw a net over you.
Yeah.
I'm going to get them out here to throw a net over you is what we need to do.
It's a good threat.
Yeah. Southerners always want to, you know, lock you away somewhere in their little speeches. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? They're going to come and lock you up is what they're going to do. Yeah. You need to be in a straight jacket, put in a rubber room.
Yep. I always say that. You need a padded room.
Yeah. You know, the real old school rural speak is a rubber room. When has there ever been rubber rooms?
You know,
that.
Well,
you need to put you in a rubber room.
That's it. That's what you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would love to be in a trampoline room.
Have you ever done that? You've never done that?
No, but I'm just saying if I had a room in the house where I didn't have to go outside in the heat or the cold to jump on a trampoline, I would love it.
What?
I love a trampoline.
Do you?
Yeah. Now, I can't jump nearly as long on a trampoline as I used to be able to, because even if you're just bouncing out there, it'll take your breath.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. It's a workout.
Is it real?
Mm-hmm.
It is a workout. I used to do a workout class at the trampoline park.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They have workouts that you do, like classes for trampoline exercises.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, okay, we're going to do 20 knee touches, and you jump up and touch your knees on the trampoline, and, you know. And, yeah. I mean, I followed one time. It was on the YouTube, and I wouldn't even, you know, you watch it, and then you stop the video, and then you do what it says. Then you look at it again and do the next thing, because you can't necessarily, not many people have a TV or their computer set up
where the trampoline is. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
And I lasted about three exercises into that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, three sets of whatever it was, and I was out.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you on a small, like, exercise trampoline or a full-size?
No, my kids had a big one in the yard, and that's what I was doing.
Oh, my gosh.
Riggins' ex-girlfriend made me go to a class one time, and I was in pretty good shape. This was over a decade ago. And we were just doing arm rolls and jumping, and I thought, this is so lame. And then I was like, this is hard.
Yeah. I mean, even if you're just jumping up a little, just barely hopping on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a good workout.
Yeah. If you're in your 40s and you're trying to get back in shape.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Your neighbors are like, man, he's really going to town on that trampoline.
Yeah. Hey, you need a beer, buddy. You look like you done wore plum out.
Hey, Richie, man, chill out, bud.
Hey, man. I need to come over there.
They just look out their window. Honey, I think Richie's on that trampoline. He's sweating up a storm. Yeah.
He's sweating. Is he going to pass out?
I didn't know when I helped him put that damn thing together that he's going to kill himself on it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have helped him.
Hey, Billy Blanks, chill out, dude.
Who you think you are, the bouncing Rodney Yee? You need a namaste sitting down is what you need to do.
That's cool. Yeah.
That's like those yoga classes they have on paddle boards. You ever seen that?
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
They do yoga and Pilates on paddle boards.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in the water.
Oh, really?
A lot of good balance there.
Mm-hmm.
I bet.
I think, Jody's friend Susie, the trainer and actress, she can do workouts on paddle boards.
That's not surprising. Mm-hmm. I feel like everybody's hot that can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't be ugly and do that.
Yeah.
No.
when I was paddle boarding all the time, remember I would get out there and fall asleep on it, and then I would wake up when it banged into somebody's dock.
Yeah, right.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Kensho cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.
Extra Funny is new 10 a.m. Eastern every weekday as a podcast. Listen or watch at tjriggins.com. Extra Funny is sponsored by Wear Playground. Get 20% off with code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yesterday, Riggins was telling us a story about how adventurous he was and what a crazy turn of events happened just by going to urgent care to get his injured finger examined. I mean, it went somewhere nobody was expecting, and you're going to get to hear it now because it was that important. Make sure everybody hears it with the, what do we call
in
it?
In case you missed it,
replay. Here you go.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents, In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
I injured my finger. I don't really know how, but it's infected now. It's disgusting. And I went to the doctor yesterday, the urgent care, and I said, hey, can you look at it? And the doctor comes in, and she's got a mask on, and she's very pretty. I can just tell. And she's holding my hand so gently, and she's talking to me like a normal person. And, you know, I fall in love like in 2 seconds. Yeah. So I'm already in love with her, and she's holding my hand. And she was great, and they got me set up. But what I thought, you know, was just like a little injury on my finger that I needed to attend to. I got some medicine. So I got some of the biggest pills you've ever seen, maybe the second biggest pill I've ever taken, because the first biggest pill are these, and then I had to get two of those. So, you know, we're loaded up with medicine right now.
So the double thing, is that antibiotics or is that the anti-inflammatory?
It is the anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, you don't need 2 weeks worth of that.
I believe, yeah. So,
or whatever they tell you.
I'm not a big medicine person. I know Jody said the same thing. When I have a headache, I might take an Advil. These are like quadruple strength Advil.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. But then an antibiotic. So they got me loaded up with medicine. But here's the crazy part. So I check out and everything. I'm away. I didn't even know how to get a prescription. Never had a prescription before as an adult.
Wait, are you kidding me?
No. So she was like, okay, they'll set you up. Where's your pharmacy? I was like, I don't have one. And she was like, well, you can pick one of these. Like, she was flummoxed by that question. I was like, I don't know. She was like, okay, we'll go to this drugstore over here. I was like, I can go right now? And she was like, yeah, they'll just do, we're going to send it in and you can just go pick it up. I was like, who, do I just go to like the front? You know, I didn't know.
I have so many questions.
But he's only 38.
37.
Yeah. So he would never, but.
I'm not sick. Yeah, what was that? I've never had a prescription. Yeah. Well, I probably did when I was a kid. You know, I had strep throat or something, but never as an adult. I've never had to make like
good for you.
That is great.
So anyway, awesome. I go. So she's so hot, and I'm falling in love with her. I go get my medicine, and I go back home, and I'm like, I'm about to look because I can tell she's got some sort of foreign. I don't know, what do you call that, nationality in her line.
Yeah,
she's got dark hair and these bright green eyes, beautiful. And I'm like, ooh. Oh, I'm going to find her on Instagram. She looks about my age. So Cecilia. I'm like, well, so I'm looking her up on Instagram, nothing. And I've got her name on my prescription. That's how I found her, you know? So I'm like typing it in on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Snapchat. I'm like, maybe she uses this name. I didn't find her on any social media. You know where I found her picture? Damn, Slammer Magazine.
No way.
Oh, no.
I found her mugshot.
Oh, yeah. She had a DUI or something.
A little.
It happens. Bless it.
A little dewy. Years ago.
Right.
Years and years ago. But man, she took a spectacular mugshot. I'll give her that.
Not where you would think you would find your doctor's picture on Slammer magazine.
I'm being funny. Yeah. It wasn't in the Slammer, but that was the first picture that came up. I went, oh my God. That hasn't thrown me at all, though. I can't wait to show you her picture because she's hot. And she did a great job on me. I don't hold that against her at all. She treated me with kindness and care.
Yeah.
And well, when you're young, you know.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
There's a crazy story about two 16-year-olds on a paddleboard. Have you seen this? Off the coast of Florida. They were lost at sea for 16 hours. A pair of teens went out on a paddleboard, no life jackets on.
Yeah, see, I told you, most people don't wear them on a paddleboard. I don't get it.
No life jackets. They went out. They said they floated 14 miles away from their intended destination. And they said the waves got really bad. They said there was a 6-foot, I don't know what they call it, 6-foot waves. But they were rescued by a fishing boat that was part of the search and rescue team. They were dehydrated and scared when they got on the boat, obviously. But that's an amazing story of survival, I guess.
Well, yeah, 16 hours, though. I mean, they weren't even out there a full day. Well, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And why were they out there to begin with? They was probably up to no good.
Smoking dope.
Out there, dang, smoking dope. Vaping and drinking, about trying to get into international waters so they could gamble.
16. We just want to gamble. And they said it was an inflatable paddleboard, which I didn't even know was a thing.
Those are pretty popular, yeah.
Are they?
But they inflate so tightly that it's, you know, kind of like those, you know, those boats that have they look inflatable.
Yeah.
But they are inflatable, but they're really strong.
Yeah.
Rubber. Plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, some of those are really expensive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because, I mean, you can you deflate it and put it in the trunk of your car and then store it when you get home. Like my paddle boards I used to have, they had to be up, leaned against the wall in the garage and all of that because they were just big and bundlesome.
Did Jody ever complain about having to store that?
Yeah.
Did you?
Of course. Up until the day that she said, we're selling that paddleboard. You haven't used it in a while. I'm putting it on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once she learned how to use Facebook Marketplace, she just went around just searching for things to sell. Yeah.
She would have sold the clothes it's off fun. Your back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You never going to ride that bicycle again. Yes, I am. When? It's like all of a sudden she puts me on the spot where I have to name a date and time.
Right.
Well, I'm planning on doing it May 13th, and I should be starting at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
So there. Leave me alone.
When?
You don't need that truck, dude. Yeah. I sold it on Facebook Marketplace. And then you got to go meet him in the parking lot of the TJ Maxx.
Yeah, I went to meet this guy that was buying my paddleboard, and it was a nice one. And they had already agreed to the price. And he gets out there and starts trying to negotiate with me.
Oh really? No.
Yeah, you don't remember? And I told you, I said, well, I mean, look, you did this with my wife, and y'all had agreed on the price. To be honest with you, that's fine with me because I don't want to sell it to begin with. So I'll just tell her that you decided it wasn't worth the money, and then I'll take it back home and I'll use it again.
Yeah.
So what happened?
He was like, oh, no. I guess that's a good price. He was just trying to haggle.
Yeah, he's trying to haggle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And once he saw the key to negotiation is when you don't care.
Yeah, when you're ready to walk.
Yeah.
Any moment.
I was like, oh, my God, I act like it was great news.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, wait, look, that's fine with me, bro.
I love this
Yeah.
You're the perfect negotiator. Like, okay.
I want to keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that battle axe I'm married to, selling all my stuff like we're splitting up. That's worse than just throwing it out in the yard.
I think so.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
All guests of the TJ and Riggin Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Wait, is this
the perfect start to the day?
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggin Show.
Just the best.
Thank
just
you best. For being part of the new radio explosion.
Just the best.
It's the best.
Just the best.
I do not like that girl.
What?
I don't like her. I don't like how she talks. I don't like her.
Well, she's a big supporter of ours.
Yeah.
She's obviously telling people how great we are.
I don't like her voice.
Lindsay.
Sorry. Let me redo it for her.
Oh, right, let's try. Give it a shot. What did that girl say? She said, it's the best. It wakes me up every morning.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, give it a try, Lindsay.
She says, is this the one I'm thinking of where she says, it's the best?
Yeah, it's the best.
It's the best. It's the best. No, it's the best. Like, let's.
Yeah, snap it off. It's the best.
It's the best.
The best. That's what you're saying.
It's the best.
It's the best.
Right. And she says something else in there. I can't hear it when I'm in the closet, but
yeah.
If she says something else, it lingers.
Well, you need to get out of that closet, girl, and start living your truth.
That's right. Stand in the light.
I'm living my truth now, telling her.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're maybe living too much of your truth. Less truth.
So I found this story. Everybody talks about tipping now. Has it gotten out of control? Why are we tipping that person? Well, you're supposed to tip that person because we on tips, blah, 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 yeah. blah, blah. The average tip now is 18.9%, so you might as well say 19%. Millennials are the biggest tippers at 19.5%.
Yeah.
Gen Z next at 19.3. Gen X, that's me, 18.2. And boomers, 16.4.
Yeah, we respect service employees more.
Yeah.
No, I don't think
we don't treat them like garbage like you guys do. Yeah,
I don't think that's it. I think it's because millennials are in the house all the time. They're not out spending money so much. So y'all probably eat out less and you have more money that you can add to tips and things to make yourselves feel like you have moral authority over other people.
Don't be broke.
I think that's what it is.
Don't be broke.
But it may be that the older you get, the more important you think it is for people to be service people to be nice and courteous and helpful. Mm-hmm. Millennials will still tip somebody who has a dud personality
sure.
because let's face it, the millennial doesn't want to get into a conversation with somebody other than this is what I want. Bring it to me. Let's not have any more talk. You know, mm-hmm. that's because y'all probably are scared to begin with because you're out in a restaurant rather than having it delivered or picking it up, you know, through the app or something.
What a spin on great news that millennials are tipping. I mean, what a negative, horrible spin that is.
Hey, you know, I'm just reporting the facts. I'm just reporting the facts.
The facts are we tip better.
Okay, but why do you tip? Why do you leave a good tip?
What are
the
things, I know why I tip.
No, what are the things that make you want to leave the tip? What do you have to leave the big tip?
Money.
No. Oh, like, do you tip because of the great service? Is it more important that they're friendly to you and that sort of thing?
Go ahead, Lindsay.
Well, for me, and this is just what comes to mind, if I'm eating with a boomer and let's say the waitress is mean or frustrated or whatever, mm-hmm. they'll say, oh, she's not going to get a good tip. But I usually say, maybe she's had a bad day. I've been there. Mm. I've forgotten the ranch.
Yeah, I tip.
I got fired.
I tip on attitude more than service.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't have to know anything about being a server to be nice.
Right.
And I'll make more TJ and Riggins coming up.
The The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Well, hello.
Good morning.
I am so glad the weekend is over. God, I hate weekends.
Are you kidding?
I want to be at work all the time. Oh. I hate them. Hate them.
I sense what you're doing here. Yeah. Like, really?
It's a little sarcasm. Gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Riggins, how are you in your health situation?
It's touch and go, I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm. You know, you've had some terrible, a terrible bout with near deathness. He has an infection in his middle finger that's got it swollen and all that.
Yeah.
And you had to go get it drained or lanced or something.
Yeah.
You had lance in your pants.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's got to be terrible.
It's okay.
It has to be terrible. They let you watch it?
Well, yeah. So they brought in the whole office came in to watch the draining. No. Apparently, it's a very popular thing to do. They all want to watch it, mm-hmm. You know, erupt.
What sure. Weirdos.
And yeah, without being graphic, it was gnarly.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch them go in, but they said, you can look now. And I looked over it. It was nasty.
Did it hurt?
No. Not really.
Really? Okay.
No.
But did it stink? Because they say infection when you're draining it, it stinks. That's how you can tell it's infection.
I was pretty far away from it, and they all wore masks to do it. So I don't know. But yeah, it was gross looking for sure.
Yeah. Like Batman masks?
Yeah.
Just different Halloween masks. Lone Ranger. That would have been fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. But what was funny, they called me yesterday and they said, they were just calling for an update. They were like, how are you feeling? Because I went on a Thursday and they gave me some medicine. And I said, well, I feel a lot better, but it looks a lot worse. And it was the doctor. And she goes, what are you doing right now? I was like, well, I just got home. She goes, can you send me a picture? I went, sure. So I snapped a picture. She goes, what are you doing today? I was like, nothing. She was like, can you come in? And we're going to have to drain that. Okay. And yeah, it was like a whole day.
So that was the same doctor that worked on you the other day?
No.
No, it was a different one?
Different doctor, okay. Yeah.
Not the one that you outed for finding her mugshot online from when she...
I didn't out her. I didn't give her name. Don't say that.
So but, any other cute ones in there?
Yeah, they were all pretty.
Yeah.
They were all pretty.
It's weird that they all want to watch it, though. That's, yeah. That, like, ooh.
That curtain came back, and, like, they filed. She was like, do you mind? I was like, I don't care. And, like, there were four women in there. Strange. You know, I'll just watch it.
Yeah. They probably could have given it a day or so, but they just saw the opportunity and said, let's bring him in because we're bored.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. But, man, I can, like, move my hand now, and I didn't wake up in the middle of the night, which is nice. But now I'm on, like, 15 medicines, and it has got my head all jacked up. I'm on a steroid. And
is your tummy upset?
It's
sometimes it does that.
More upset than usual.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm worried sick.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, be careful, fine. Though, if they give you, as an antibiotic, that amoxicillin. Mm.
It'll get you.
Yeah, that'll give you a yeast infection.
Tummy.
A yeast infection.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Diarrhea and a yeast infection. That's a double whammy.
Twofer.
That's a twofer.
It won't definitely, but it can.
Yeah.
Oh. So that's fun.
Yeah.
Who else had something fun?
Not like that.
I almost got, hit between the pockets with a hammer. That would have been about as fun as having your finger drained at the urgent care.
Yeah.
Got the infection going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we have some big stuff to share with you coming up next. Don't miss that.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I got to tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right. I need y'all to learn me something. Maybe you can't learn me this, Lindsay, because you're not on the TikTok, are you?
I am, but I've only posted one thing. So,
okay, yeah. So you haven't been on it
long enough.
A long time. Instagram, you'd answer any question there.
Sure.
Not the TikTok. Mm-mm. Riggins, you know about TikTok. What is the chubby filter and why is everybody all up in arms because they're getting rid of it now?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I have no idea.
I'm up in arms they even had it.
Well, the best, I thought when you see it's called the chubby filter that you can use it after you have a picture of yourself done to make yourself look less chubby, right? But I think it goes the other way where it's the makes the pictures look a lot fatter than you are.
Okay.
In the picture. So I'm wondering if people are using that on other people's pictures. I don't get why it's so offensive, how it could be so offensive and so dangerous now that TikTok has had to make an issue out of getting rid of it.
What if you have a picture with like five girls, like yeah. Lindsay and five girls, and I want to look skinnier so I make them fatter?
That could be a possibility, but I don't even know how it works. If it works that way, that could be a reason why.
And that could be cool. But,
yeah, that could be really cool.
Yeah. Because then I look so thin.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I just anytime something presents itself in 2025 of our Lord as offensive, I'm automatically skeptical of how offensive it really is.
Yeah.
Right.
That's understandable.
Right. Because now everyone's so touchy.
Yeah. So touchy. And it's not just touchy. It's that if they get offended by something, then you're trying to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they say.
Right.
You're dangerous. You're threatening them. Mm-hmm. You're, you know, putting them at risk.
Sure.
But I used to have an app and it wasn't as sophisticated as the things are now, but I would go in and make my wife's chest look like freakishly huge in pictures. And, yeah. But I would just send them to her.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You
know, playing around.
Right.
Keep it in the circle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was the reasoning for the, are they saying it's like a body positivity problem?
Yeah, it's just offensive. That's what they said. But if I wanted to take it and make myself, you know, huge in a picture, like I want to look like old Brendan Fraser in The Whale. Mm-hmm. If I wanted to look like that and use an app to do it, why would that be bad?
Right, because you're doing it to yourself.
Yeah, but I think they're trying to say that people do use it on others.
Mm. Well, but, that's not cool.
But they show an example here of two young women in the gym. And as we know, it was signed into law probably 10 years ago that if a woman walks into a workout facility that has weights, she has to take a picture of herself in there.
Mm-hmm. By law. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or they get arrested. So I used to get upset by it and go, why are they doing it? It's dumb. Then I found out it was the law.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they have to do it. So it's got two really in shape, fit young women taking a picture in the gym mirror. And then the next one shows, I guess, after the chubby filter and they look the opposite, but it does look real.
Does it look real? Yeah. That's what I was going to ask.
So we'll do some more digging and find out. We'll let the public know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure it out.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Sweet 16, top trending topic right now. People are already criticizing March Madness as the most boring March Madness in NCAA history. No big upsets, no shocks. Yeah, everybody's just saying it's kind of boring. I watched a couple of good games over the weekend. A lot of SEC teams still in it.
Yeah, and I'm not a huge fan of basketball. I don't ever get all caught up in the tournaments or anything like that. But this is the time that really irks me with the tournament.
Why?
Because calling it the 16 teams left in the tournament, calling it the Sweet 16 has always sounded so feminine to me.
Sweet.
The Sweet 16, because boys don't have Sweet 16 birthday parties. Girls do. Sweet 16 is never used in reference to a guy until the Sweet 16 of the NCAA basketball tournament.
So it's too feminine for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Elite Eight, the Elite Final Eight. Four, the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Y'all, they made it all the way to the Sweet 16. I'd say that's not too shabby.
Yeah.
I always think of those little donuts, those Merita Sweet 16 donuts that are so good when I hear Sweet 16.
You know what I think of? MTV Sweet 16.
My Super Sweet 16. Yeah, that was a crazy show. So Sweet 16, top trending topic at the moment, followed by Snow White. The reboot, the remake of the classic Disney movie, did not have a stellar opening weekend. A lot of controversy surrounding that movie. A lot of they even say the cast doesn't like each other. A pretty underwhelming reboot, because Lion King did well eventually. They've all done pretty well. It did worse than Dumbo.
Yeah.
You know, when they rebooted Dumbo that everybody hated, it didn't even do as well as that. So,
well, the reason for that struggling is because nobody likes outspoken feminists, which is what that Rachel Zegler is.
And that's Snow White, right?
Yeah. A radical feminist. Nobody likes them. Not even other feminists. Mm.
Do they want to act like they like that, but then don't, or other feminists?
Some of them will put up the charade and go, but I mean, just in general, you don't see a radical feminist with a lot of, you know, close friends, because people don't like them.
You have no friends.
No friends. You're going to be alone forever. Here.
And then they just get more bitter and more bitter after that. Now, I like a nice feminist. There are some. Okay. They're not the radical ones.
Mm. All right.
Yeah. There's a difference. Yeah.
One thing everybody does love, today's National Cheesesteak Day. National Cheese Steak Day. Whether you like it with a white American cheese, provolone, or a cheese whiz, cheesesteaks, good for everybody. Everybody loves a cheesesteak, except for the vegans. That must be just sickening to them. All that grease and meat.
Yeah.
But I happen to love
cheesesteak. They do a tofu cheesesteak.
Yeah. They do a tofu. Is that right?
I don't know. That's what I've heard in the streets.
But they probably were here first.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's true. So a lot of women are making confessions on the internet. We're going to get TJ's opinion on whether or not they should be forgiven. It's Lent, after all. Coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Make sure you go subscribe to the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube Music, or you can go watch the show on YouTube or tjriggins.com. It's everywhere, all major podcast platforms. Subscribe so you never miss a new episode. So over the weekend, there was a thread going on of moms and women doing confessions, but they weren't anonymous because their names were attached to them. I pulled together a few of these confessions. TJ, I want to see if these people should be forgiven. It is Lent, after all.
Okay.
One woman said, I'm scared to stop breastfeeding in case my daughter starts to prefer her dad over me.
Does she need to be forgiven?
Should she be forgiven for that?
Yeah. Yeah, she needs to be forgiven, but she also needs some help to stop doing it.
You think?
Yeah, she needs to come to the realization by help, maybe, that she's way in the wrong and needs to fix it.
Okay.
But yeah, forgivable if she straightens it out.
Sure. One woman said, I wish I had a C-section so my undercarriage was normal again.
Mm. Perfectly forgivable.
Perfectly, right?
Yes.
Sure.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. I'm here for that.
One woman said, I want to reconnect with a friend my husband hates. Is that wrong? Like, yes. It's a girlfriend.
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah.
Just because he hates her?
Yeah. Because think about if she hated some guy or some woman that he was friends with, would she want him reconnecting with her?
No.
Right.
But isn't it a little different, though?
No. Girlfriends.
One woman said, I hate not being able to take a sick day. I want to rot without having to take care of someone else. I think she's referring to her kids. She just wants to have an actual sick day where she doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's just a poor me.
Just poor me. Yeah.
Yeah. And unforgivable.
I'm feeling her on this.
Yeah, it's okay to feel that way. Just don't say it.
Right.
Yeah, well, they did ask for a confession, so, yeah. You know, they're being honest, I guess.
Right, okay.
One woman said, I'm excited for my colonoscopy so I can take a nap.
That's forgivable.
I never thought about it like
that's
that.
That's a good nap, right?
Yeah.
A little twilight nap.
Mm-hmm.
Yoo-hoo.
Yeah, nobody coming to you afterwards while you're sleeping it off.
Yeah.
Try to get you to do something, phone ringing, any of that stuff.
Yeah. Thank you.
Kind of works.
Mm-hmm.
One woman said, I don't have a kid that I love less, but I do have a kid that I like less. Is that okay?
Mm.
Can you like one of your kids more?
Might be a phase.
Yeah. My parents told me all the time they liked one brother over me or vice versa.
Yeah.
Said it all the time.
I think you were the favorite.
I was never the favorite.
Yeah, I don't understand that way of thinking, but I hear a lot of people say it, but that doesn't make it right. So unforgivable.
Unforgivable. Mm-hmm. I started a GLP-1 and no one knows, and I don't feel the need to tell anybody.
What is that?
Ozempic?
That's like an semaglutide.
Semaglutide, yeah.
I think.
Yeah, that's nobody's business.
Unless, I don't think so either.
Unless you're married.
You have to tell your
Sure, you wouldn't want to do something like that without confiding in your spouse.
Sure.
Okay. I'm so happy my daughter quit softball because now I have my life back. I get that
one,
too.
That's a pretty good one, especially if the daughter was terrible at it and hated it.
Yeah.
Every Saturday, you're out of the ball field, and she's terrible.
Right, I get that one.
Yeah. I got that one, too.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Skoni spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere. 15% off with code TJ. Skoni, perfect for on and off the course. Redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.